I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We'll have much more on the Giants and a Football Friday. Week 5 in the NFL a little bit later on. I didn't even watch really the game last night, although it was a good game. Saw it coming on the score app there, back and forth in overtime with the Niners and Rams. And I was happy because people got knocked out of the knockout pool with the Rams, and I did not have them, in fact. But anyway, good game. It was all about the Yankees last night, the Yankee postgame and the Yankee celebration. And now, BT, it's going to be about the Yankees in the division series. But, you know, so much was made of Aaron Boone, and understandably so, certainly after game one. I mean, I came on saying it was an awfully managed game from the Yankees organization, not just Aaron Boone, all the way down in that game one. But then you saw, it's not that Boone changed who he is. You saw what happens in game two and game three. And I think too many people go based off of the results. I don't do that, so I can't speak for everybody else. But because the results were fine, now everybody's like, oh, Boone is okay, whatever. He outmanaged Cora in the series. He also had a better team than Cora in the series. But let's not make it like Aaron Boone doesn't know how to manage or can't get through a series. He did it yet again, even with the backs against the wall being down 0-1 in the best of three.
He is the manager of the New York Yankees, and he has been here for a while, and he has zero championships. Yep. That's the reality of it. And until he gets one, the spotlight is going to be intense, and he knows that. He doesn't shy away from that. That's just the way it is, and that's the way it's always going to be. But I do think that the criticisms of Boone are unfair, but I'm certainly not here to preach. I understand there's an interesting dynamic with the Yankees. I do think that the Yankees get a Martino tapped into this a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah, I think it's unfair. Like, it's everybody zeroes in on the Yankees and their reliance on the analytics and this and that. Like, there's no independent thinkers in the building, which is absolutely unfair and ludicrous and just really disrespectful. As you said, you used that word yesterday to describe Aaron Boone, a three-generation baseball lifer who, oh, yeah, by the way, was actually a decent player. Now, that doesn't mean that you are exonerated when you don't win. I can't prove this, right? I really can't. But it's my belief that if Aaron Boone had Jeter and Bernie and Moe and Pettit and Tino and all those other guys, Posada, I don't know if he would have won all the championships that Torrey won. I'm not saying that. But he wouldn't be championship-less. I have always been of the mindset that the roster has been inferior to other Yankee managers, even Billy Martin, some of the other ones that won big. Now, people don't want to hear that. That's fine. That's why I'm not getting preachy. But I've always defended Boone. I think he's a good manager, and I think his temperament for New York is perfect.
And now he has said himself this is the best team that he has had since he's been Yankees manager. Now you got to go finish the job.
Yes.
Like, there are no...
I agree.
You won a wild card round. Congrats. You were supposed to, like... it is what it is. Yeah, it's great to be there. Yeah, it's fun along the way. Every step, check the box. Okay, well, now the next step. Now they got to win this series. Mm-hmm. You can't lose this series. What do you think is going to happen if they lose this series? Oh, they can't lose to the Blue Jays in the division round? Like, not good enough. ALCS, same thing. After last year getting in the World Series, there's only one more thing to do, and that's win the whole damn thing. So he knows that. They know this, and he has the team to do it. So now they got to go out there and do it.
And after game one, he guaranteed a win. I mean,
basically he did. He, you know, actually saying, I guarantee we're going to win.
Yeah, and he's very rarely brazen like that. He's confident in his crew, and he, you know, he's measured, and I think that's one of his better characteristics because, you know, some of the things around, even the Jazz stuff the other night, he found a great way to defuse that. And, you know, place it in the proper file, didn't overreact, didn't ignore it, but, you know, he gave a very good answer. And I think that that balance and that approach is very good for this team. But he, you're right, he's going to eventually have to win. If they would have lost last night, you think he's fired?
Okay, what do I think they would have done? I think there's a good chance he would have gotten fired if they lost this series, yes. I would not have done that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought it was the right move. I think if they lost this series, there was a chance he was getting fired, a good chance he was getting fired. Now, I don't know that. And based on people that I talk to that know, say they would have been surprised.
But yeah, I would have been surprised if they fired him.
But if you take that, like, logic and the way the Yankees have acted, if you take common sense out of it sometimes, just think of the emotion and the buildup of the fan base losing to the Red Sox again, a team that clearly the Yankees were better than. Like, that would have been, I don't know how you get by the fan base this time keeping Aaron Boone if they would have lost that series.
Even too loud for Hal to ignore is what you're saying.
Correct.
I mean, he's been pretty loud for a while. Yeah. He's been pretty good kind of looking the other way. I mean, if it was Boston again, that's a different level of hurt. You know, even though the Yankees didn't win the division, I think if they started the season with this team, meaning they had McMahon and Caballero and some of the other people, Rosario, maybe Schlitter if he was up from the beginning, they probably do win the division. So even though they didn't win it, I think most of us thought that they think that they are better than Toronto, so, and certainly Boston. So if you would have lost, the noise would have been loud. I don't know if Hal would have, I wouldn't have fired him.
Right.
But Hal's been very tolerant, but you never know. And that's not an option right now because they won.
Yeah, and I don't think now, moving forward, no matter what happens, I would assume he's going to be safe, even if they get swept. Let's say, worst case, get swept by the Blue Jays.
No, they better not get swept.
I'm just saying, understood, and I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to win this year. As a matter of fact, if any team can sweep, I think it's the Yankees who could do the sweeping. But even if they did, worst case, I still think Boone's fine. I think he had to win that series, and he did. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Let's see. Chris is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Great. Three quick points about last night's game, if you'll allow. One, BT, I think you're right on the money. That was game seven pressure. I mean, it's one team goes home, one team moves on. So it's the same as a game seven. And Cam did an amazing job. It was one for the ages. And if you want to think about how much pressure that is, just think a couple of years ago when the Yankees played the Red Sox in an elimination game.
Garrett Cole.
Cole, as great as he is, went out and laid an egg.
Yep.
So got lit up. It was amazing. Yep.
Yeah,
number two, as far as...
Okay,
good.
No, no, I was just going to say, it's not the same as Game 7. Yes, it is in that it's a winner-go-home game, but there is a different feel. Forget about it. It does not take away from his performance. I'm just talking about a third game in a best-of-three does not have the same feel as a Game 5 even, let alone a Game 7. There's a back-and-forth that takes place over the long course of a grueling seven-game series, assuming you get there, however it gets there. That feels different to me than a quick, here we go, best-of-three series.
I mean, from a Yankee fan perspective, I was sweating it like it was a game seven. So I felt like it was.
I got you. What else?
I mean, as far as Boone, he used his gut finally. And that's just not the way we've seen it. And it was a great change because normally he goes to the plan. He talks about, well, we had a plan. We felt like we were set up when he made the mistake. And I felt like pulled Fried early. Last night, I know it wasn't his plan to give a guy eight full and let him go over 100 pitches. But he used his eyes, he used his gut, and I thought that was absolutely tremendous.
But Chris, hold on one second. So do I, and so does every Yankee fan. They loved it. But you used the word finally, and I even think that that's unfair
it
to
is.
Boone because of the implication. Think about this, Chris.
It's not only unfair, it's flat out inaccurate. It's just not factually correct.
No, I don't know if that's the case because Max Fried was dominating. Not just good, he was throwing a shutout. And when he pulled them,
Chris, he wasn't dominating.
Later on, well, I felt like he was. He was going against a really good Red Sox team, and no one could score a run. And then he talked about how, well, we had a plan. We felt like we were set up. So that's understood.
But
using your gut.
No, understood. He made that decision based on a lot of different factors. Like, it wasn't, well, this is how you make it sound, Chris. Well, the plan says we got to take him out. Right now, it says we got to take him out. Let's take him out. That's what you make it sound like. In reality, he's saying, I'm watching Fried. He's been on the ropes for a couple of innings.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look dominant. He is where he is with the pitch count. I believe this is Boone. I believe that the better option is getting Weaver in now facing this part of the order. A good spot for Weaver, so I like that, versus going with a tiring Max Fried. Now, I disagree with that. But that decision was made from Aaron Boone based on his gut feel and the information that he has. And it is reported that that is the case. So for those people, and there's still going to be people that say the same thing.
They're never going to believe it. Nothing we could say.
It's like that with anything in life. Like, that's just what social media. Like, I could tell you flat out that somebody doesn't like somebody else in a clubhouse, hypothetically. I could tell you flat out that Aaron Boone made a certain decision. And you could say, nah, he didn't. But I'm telling you that's like, it's coming from the people who know.
Yeah.
It's not me guessing. And you'd still be like, eh, I'm not so sure.
Well, who doesn't like each other?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying hypothetically.
The other thing too, Sal, is, you know, Fried was really good. I don't know that I would use the word dominant. What we saw with Crochet, that's dominance. What we saw last night, that's dominance. What we saw from Fried was really good. And really impressive guile and tenacity. But every inning, he was laboring. You know, I got into it yesterday. Like, for three consecutive innings, it was 22, 25, and 24 pitches, which is the neighborhood where most managers get a little uncomfortable, particularly if it's back-to-back-to-back, let alone a standalone inning where there's a lot of issue. And did you think last night that Cora let the young man, even though the Yankees weren't barreling the ball, I thought he left him out there too long.
I did not. I saw your tweet and I disagreed.
Really?
Yeah, just from I thought he was dealing. And
a lot of pitches.
Yeah, no,
get the winner, go home.
I thought he got him out in the right spot. I was not letting him face Judge. So that's to me where, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you let him face Gresham.
I thought Cora in this series managed exactly, now, what do you say? Like, managed exactly the way that I would with the urgency. Like, I'm not letting a righty face Ben Rice a second time with guys on and the chance to do damage. He didn't do that in game two, just kept going to the lefties in those key spots. Last night, I thought Early was, I actually thought he pitched it. He deserved far better than the result of that game. And the numbers will say, well, he wasn't very good. But if you watch him pitch, he pitched his balls off for a rookie in Yankee Stadium in that spot against that lineup where the defense didn't help him. I mean, if the center fielder, who, by the way, the center fielder can't hit a lick. He cannot hit a lick, Rafael. Like, terrific.
0 for 10.
Oh, he can't hit a lick. He can't get a bunt down. If you, like, the one thing you got to do if you're going to do that is make the play. Like, catch a pop-up in center field. Again, these are balls, like we say in jest, like, oh, I could have caught that ball. I legitimately and literally believe I could have caught that ball. Now, maybe not me at 46 with some issues or whatever, but, like, definitely
some
me.
Some issues.
And when I put it this way, when I was his age, I guarantee you I would have caught that ball. And Duran the night before as well. Like, those are not difficult plays to make in the big leagues. And if you're Rafaela and that's your one thing, you got to make that play. Anyway, he doesn't, and it sets up the inning in a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave, like, the base hit to Rosario. It's a base hit, but it's off the glove of the shortstop. Like, that's a little bleeder. The one to right field.
It was a six hopper by Volpe. I mean. So, that's got to be at least knocked out, kept in the infield.
I disagreed with your tweet there. I would have done exactly what Corey.
And by the way, I didn't think the Yankees were squaring him up. I'm just thinking, like, you. I think he had like 35 worth. I'd have to double check 30. It was a lot of pitches in the end. If it was not the finale or potential finale for Boston, I don't know that I would have thought that. But we saw it differently. And here's the thing, too. This is about being alert and being locked in, right? So, yeah, he's got to make that play in center field. That was ridiculous. I almost thought that
somebody's got to catch the ball.
And that's got to be center fielder's ball. And he is an elite defender. He just didn't have a good series at all. I think maybe he thought that he was going to have contact with the right field or whatever.
Yep,
that's their problem, not ours,
because
you could see him shy away.
True.
That was a 7% hit probability. 7%! So, you can look at it from the number and, okay, 7% shouldn't be a hit. But also, Bellinger, when that ball's hit, he's knowing in his mind that's not a hit, but he still busted his ass. And the other thing, too, and I've got to give the young man Early credit. Now, I don't want to discredit Schlittler because that would be idiotic. Schlittler, to me, last night was throwing, and Early was pitching. Yeah. Now, because it was like 70%,
well, four chambers cut.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. Well, he still throws 95. Now, he dialed it up later a little bit more than I thought he was going to.
Yeah, and by the way, you're right. Like, I never watched early pitch before.
That's the first time I've ever seen a pitch.
All the stuff we're hearing about him was like soft tossing.
92. Lefty. I think it's going to be Jimmy Key.
He's going to be out of there early.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Frank Tanana.
Frank Viola. This kid's impressive here.
Dude, he's going to be, and even Boone said after the game, he's going to be a problem for a long time because you talk about Schlittler's poison heart rate. This kid looked completely unfazed in a foreign building. Yeah. He's going
to
be good.
Pitching his rear end off to that daunting Yankee lineup, but obviously Schlittler had the power, and if you got that type of arsenal,
just keep throwing it, man.
And that's exactly what he did. Alex is in Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Al.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be at the game last night. The atmosphere was electric. I mean, every time Cam came back out on the mound, I feel like the cheers were louder. I was driving home after the game, and it's too early to compare this team to 09, obviously, but I couldn't remember the last time they had a dominant, like, power pitcher in the middle of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking about, like, 09, obviously, was Sabathia, Pettit, Burnett, two lefties, and then a really good dominant righty. Which the Yankees haven't had in a while. So I think, like, that's stuff to get excited about. I know a lot of people are talking about all the historical stuff, and that's great. But, like, we got to live in the moment and understand, like, how exciting this rotation could be to carry him forward throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I see it a little differently from some. I think it's okay to have that history. As a matter of fact, you know I love the history and the numbers and all that stuff. So to me, the balance historically and the context of what Schlittler did last night, it's fine today. What you can't do is necessarily think that it's going to absolutely be there the next time he pitches. But the juggle of appreciating the effort and you know, referencing some of these all-time numbers, yeah. I mean, that baseball is rooted in numbers and history. So the kid carved out some history. Keep going.
I also do think, though, like I said earlier, there is some context that should be provided and circumstance. You know, all the pitchers in postseason history, especially for the first, you know, 100-plus years of the game,
yeah,
were going through the two best teams were taking each other on or whatever. The four best teams or however you want to say it. Now we've expanded the postseason so much that you are going to see teams that don't necessarily belong in the postseason. So a team like the Dodgers can get fat off of a team like the Reds who shouldn't be in there. And that will pad their postseason numbers. And you can say, well, in there, this hasn't happened before in a postseason series, the domination level. Yeah, okay, but has a team like the Reds, the crappy Reds, been in the postseason before? A team like the Red Sox lineup, I'm not trying to minimize the Red Sox, or certainly not what Cam Schlittler did because it was dominant regardless,
mm-hmm,
but I do believe that there's a difference. But look at the lineups that the 90s Yankees faced versus what Cam Schlittler faced.
Think about the old Indians, you know,
that's what I mean.
Manny
the
and Jim Tomei and Alamo. Dude. I mean, at that lineup used to terrify
me. The Orioles.
Kenny Lofton.
All those teams.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. I'm not, it doesn't take away.
On steroids, by the way.
Bingo. That's another thing. So it does provide context here. Like, what does that mean? Because he was the first one to do it, that he was better than Pettit or Pedro or Clemens. Like, To me, nothing. It is shocking that it's the first one, but there is circumstance.
Well, listen, even, and we all love Bernie. I mean, he's an old-timer. We love number 51. But even when you see, like, you know, Bernie, the home runs he hit in the postseason and where he ranks.
Yes.
I mean, Bernie was a hell of a Yankee and a terrific player. Was he Mickey Mantle? You know, was he Barry Bonds? I mean, if the steroids aside, was he Alex? No. But because he, you know, with the wild card, more games, more at-bats, more chance to do damage statistically. But the one thing I'm going to push back in this regard, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but just a little flip of the coin here. I'm going to give you two names, Koufax and Gibson.
Right.
Just two names that jump out. So, yes, because of the expanded formats, weaker teams do make the play. We saw the Diamondbacks get to the World Series with 83-4 wins. It happens, right? But when those guys were pitching and the season of the pitcher was really 1968, McClain as well, they were facing shortstops who were bunting and would hit 210, second baseman who couldn't hit a lick, catchers who couldn't hit a lick, no designated hitter, which didn't come until 1973, Bloomberg for the Yankees. So I could also say that somebody like Koufax and Gibson, and this is not to diminish their legacy or their greatness, but navigating those lineups, I mean, yeah, you had a Willie Mays and a Mickey and a Harmon Killebrew and a Jimmy Fox, and you had some old-timers for sure, but those lineups, 1 through 9, you were facing the pitcher.
Yeah.
Those lineups were weak.
Yeah, and I'm just saying more in recent history, like, I've watched a lot of great, dominant pitchers, but they had to navigate through difficult lineups. For whatever reason, I don't know if it's just a weakened baseball in general or weakened, you know, because the postseason feel like, look at the Guardians lineup that they're trotting out there. We made fun of this the other day.
The poor kid in center field.
Yeah, but it's not even just him. Like, look at their lineup. It stinks. And that's not the Yankees' problem, but it's the Guardians' problem, but it's also a baseball thing. The Red Sox lineup wasn't very good last night. Now, that does not take away from 8 scoreless without walking anybody and striking out 12. Clearly, no matter who you face, that is a dominant performance. Josh is calling from Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh? Josh, you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Yeah, it's a couple of points. So what BT was just saying, first of all, a whole generation of players that don't really fear the Yankees, this felt like a pre-2004 game. The Red Sox were just like the jittery younger brother team, like looking for ways to lose. I mean, that's kind of cool. Also, I kind of agree with you. We got to win the games, got to play the games. But, like, this was the big test. Like, yeah, we have to win the next 2 series. But, like, you know, Boston was the one I was personally most scared of. And number 3, did you guys see Dave Portnoy's tweet right after the game last night?
No.
I might have. Okay, I forgot. Which one?
I respect Dave a lot, but there comes a time where you get beat fair and square. There was no controversial call. Just tip your cap. He comes out and calls the Yankees a poverty organization because they were celebrating with champagne as if they won the World Series. I'm like, come on, man. It's 2025. That's what everyone does.
Josh, why don't you tweet at Dave then? And thanks for the call. Why don't you tweet at Dave?
I don't care what anybody tweets.
I mean, but you're calling us. Like, Dave doesn't even work at the Fan. There is zero association, at least to the best of my knowledge. I know we had him on. I follow him. I like some of his stuff. I think it's very entertaining. Yeah. But you can't call us and complain about something Dave Portnoy said.
He's a Red Sox fan. He's pissed. What do you think he's going to tweet?
Yeah, tweet him. I mean, you call him WFAN and complain about something Portnoy tweeted. Good God, that means he's in your head. Even with beating the Red Sox. You just beat him. What are you worried about that? No less what they're celebrating with champagne. I don't even understand that one. All right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.